Blog Talk Radio.
The presence of the Lord. We invite your presence in this place. We gather here today in your name, inviting you to dwell among us. You are the power, and the glory forever.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone to God in the Midst, Getting Radio, Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Good to see all of you here today. Let's go ahead and open up in a word of prayer. Father God, we bless your name. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for your very presence here today. In the name of Jesus, Hadohurabasha, thank you for touching each and every one of us at the very point of our need. Hallelujah. Your very presence, your protection, your peace upon each and every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for it, Lord God. Also, we say, Lord, move by your spirit. Have your way, Lord God. Speak to us, speak through us, speak all over the world, Lord God, that your good and perfect will be done here and now on this day that you have made as we rejoice and be glad in it. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, those who are praying in tongues today, we're going to start off with Pastor Catherine, and then Minister Rachel and family, Minister Faye, and then Minister Elaine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm opening up all of your lines. I believe all of you do know that you make sure your phone is on mute. Praise God. Make sure your phone is on mute. And when it's your time to jump in, you go ahead and do that. I see a new number, area code 630. You have your number one key pressed. I'm just going to let you know that we have a protocol here by the Spirit of the Lord. We're going to pray in tongues. We're going to have interpretation of tongues. And then will we open up the line? So that's going to be quite a bit of time from now. But in the spirit, it won't take long at all. So just to let you know, since you're here today, we praise God for you being here. We pray God's blessings and the blood of Jesus upon you and your entire household. The blood of Jesus, the cleansing, purging, healing blood of Jesus is upon you even now. God bless you. Pastor Catherine, you may begin.
Ana la kororo ko shandere ke shekere de. O la la kasa kada da kororo ko shekere de. Iana la kororo ko shandere ke shekere de. O la la kia da da kashande. Iana da kororo ko shekere de ke sakada da. Iana la kororo ko shande. Iana la kororo ko shande. Ike de kororo ko shande. Ike de de kororo ko sheke de de ke she karara. Iana la kororo ko shande de ke sheke de de. Iana la kororo ko shande de ke sheke de de ke she karara. Iana la kororo ko sheke de de. Hana la kororo ko shande de. Iana la kororo ko sheke de de ke sheke de de. Hana la kororo ko shande de ke sheke de de. Iana la kororo ko sheke de de ke she karara. Iana la kororo ko sheke de de ke sakarara. Iana la kororo ko sheke de de ke sakarara. Hana la kororo ko sheke de de ke sakarara. Ona la ka sheke de de ke sakarara. Iana la kororo ko shanda de ke sheke de de. Iana la kororo ko sakarara. Hana la kororo ko sheke de de ke sakarara. Ona la ka shanda de kororo ko sheke de de. Ike de de kororo ko shanda de. Ike de de kororo ko shandare. Ike de de kororo ko shandare. Ike de de kororo ko shekere. Hana la kororo ko shekere. Iana la kororo ko shandare. Yana la kororo koshandare. Ikede de kororo koshandare. Ola la kiyada la kashakarada. Ola la kasara kashakarada. Hana la kororo koshekede de keshekede de. Hana la kororo koshekede de keshakarada. Yana la kororo koshandare keshekede de. Yana la kororo koshekede de keshekede de. Ola la kashakarada kashadada. Ola la kiyada la kashandare. Yana la kororo koshekede de kashakarada. Ola la kashandare keshekede de kororo koshekede de. Yana la kororo koshandare keshekede de. Yana la kororo koshekede de keshekede de. Ola la kadara kashakarada. Yana la kororo koshekede de keshekede de. Yana la kororo koshekada kashandare. Yana la kororo koshekede de keshakarada. Yana la kororo koshandare keshekede de. Ola la kashakarada. Ola la kashandare kororo koshandare. Yana la kororo koshandare. Yana la kororo koshandare. Yana la kororo koshekede de. Yana la kororo koshandare. Ola la kashakarada kashakarada. Ola la kashandare kororo koshandare. Yana la kororo koshandare keshekede de. Ola la kashakarada kashakarada. Ola la kashikede de kororo koshandare. Ola la kashakarada kashandare. Ola la kiyadada kashandare. Ola la kashakarada kashakarada. Hana de kororo koshekede de. Ola la kiyadada kashakarada. Ola la kiyadada kororo koshandare. Ola la kashandare kororo koshekede de. Ola la kiyadada kashakarada kashakarada. Ola la kiyadada kororo koshandare. Ola la kiyadada kashakarada kashandare. Ola la kiyadada kororo koshandare. Ola la kiyadada kashandare kororo koshandare. Yana la kororo koshakarada kashakarada. Yana la kororo koshandare keshekede de. Ikede de kororo koshandare. Ikede de kororo koshandare. Ikede de kororo koshandare. Ola la kashakarada kashakarada. Ola la kiyadada kashakarada. Ola la kiyadada kashakarada. Ola la kashakarada kashakarada. Ola la kiyadada kashandare kororo. Yana la kororo koshekede de keshekede de. Yana la kororo koshekede de. Ola la kiyadada kashakarada. Yana la kororo koshekede de keshakarada. Ola la kashakarada kashekede de. Yada la kororo koshandare. Yada la kororo koshakarada. Yana la kororo koshekede de. Yada la kororo koshandare. Ola la kiyadada kashakarada. Ola la kiyadada kashandare kororo. Ola la kashakarada kashakarada. Ola la kiyadada kashakarada. Ola la kashakarada kashandare. Ola la kiyadada kashandare. Ola la kashakarada kashandare. Ola la kiyadada kororo koshekede. Yana la kororo koshandare. Ola la kashakarada kashakarada. Yana la kororo koshandare. Yana la kororo koshekede de keshakarada. Hana la kororo koshekede de. Yana la kororo koshekede de. Hana la kororo koshekede de keshakarada. Yana la kororo koshandare keshekede de. Ola la kiyadada kororo koshekede de. Yana la kororo koshekede de keshakarada. Yana la kororo koshandare keshekede de.
Hana la kororo koshekede de. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Robo Sisoro Shamea. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ashata Robo Sikandere Rabasaya. Nation of Maya. Ura Rabasi Kandere Rohoya. Inamashanda. Itanamase. Ura Sandere Rabasikaya. Isandere Rohoya. Iro Tanamasia. Trova Sasa de Oshimia Haya. Ikoria Rabasa Tarora Mashanova Haya. Yorao satayer mashimia garagore base. Yanavoshana haya. Yorao sata. Yisaro sata. Yisaro sata. Era mashame. Ikandia ramasaya. Nation of Maya. Yeshapuma masikunda. Nation of Maya. Orasi cinemasianda. Ikandia ramasaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Nation of my in the mouth, nation of my animabasito nevasande. He candelosiama. He tonomasanda. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He sent the Rossi candelemashanda. Hallelujah. Neterabasia, Yeroshame. Nation of my animasanda. Hallelujah. He sent the Rosaya. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Shamea. Hallelujah. Rabba Rabosi, Tanama Shamea. Hallelujah. I can be a Rabosa, Tanama Shamea. I tanobose. I can be a Messiah. No Shinamaya, Nation of Maya. Oh, Rasi Shanamu Shamea. Hallelujah. Etarabo Shamea. I tatarabose. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can be a Rabba Shanda.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Gabriel. He shut the door Sunday. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for Gabriel. Thank you, Father God. Yes, Lord, your word is in praise. Shut the door say. He comes the other Messiah. Thank you, Father God. Oh, the devotion of me, Sikanda. Thanks in my order, Rabasi Kanda, Rohoya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. And your peace and your strength. Hallelujah. Message to Tunisi Kanda, nation of Maya, nation of Maya. Aparabashande de Ruhuya. Ikandi Arabase. Ikandi Aramasaya. Ikandi Arabase. Era Rabashande de Ruhuya. Adimasi Kande Ruhuya. Ikande de Ruhuya. Ikande de Ruhuya. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He showed the basi tono Shanda.
Siniata Shande, Hayanana Si Koroha, Hayanana Hai Korono Siniata. Hallelujah, Hayanana Ha. Glory Korono Shande, Hayanana Si, Halalada Ha, E Korono Shande, Siniata. Glory Korono Ha, Hayanana Hai, Nana Hai Korono Si. Hallelujah, Hayanana Hai Korono Siniata. Glory Korono Ha, Hallelujah, you're worthy, Lord, Hayanana Ha. Glory Korono Shande, praise you, Hayanana Ha. Glory Korono Shande, Siniata. Hayanana Ha. Glory Korono Shande, Hayanana Ha, Korono Siniata. Glory Korono Shande, Siniata. Hayanana Ha, Korono Si, E Korono Ha, Korono Ha, E Korono Si, Hadana Ha, you are God, Nana Ha, E Hayanana Ha, you Yiganana Si. Hanana Siniata Shande. Hayanana Siniata. Glory Korono Shande. Hayananaha. Glory Korono Ha Korono Siniata. Bless your holy name, Hayanana. You Hayanana see. Hallelujah, Hananaha. Glory Korono Shande Siniata. Glory Korono Ha Korono Siniata. Eh Korono Siniata Shande. Hayanana Hayanana Ha Korono Ha. E siniata ha shande, hayanana ha, hanana ha ikonono si, hayanana siniata, glory ikonono shande e siniata. Bless your holy name, hayanana ha, glory ikonono shande, hayanana si siniata, hayanana ha, hayanana si, hayanana ha ikonono shande, hanana ha, glory, 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 hanana ha ikonono siniata. Bless your holy name, hallelujah. Hayanana si korono shande, e siniata ha. Bless your name, Jesus. Hanana hai korono si. Hanana si siniata ha. Glory korono shande siniata. You hanana si. Hayanana hai korono si. Hanana siniata shande. Hanana hai korono shande siniata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hayanana si. Hallelujah, hi korono shande siniata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bless your holy name. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 None like unto you. Hallelujah. You work it out, oh God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This Hayanana Si. Hallelujah. Kono Shande Siniata. Hallelujah. Yahanana Siniata. Eh, Kono Shande Siniata. Hayanana Si. Hanana Hab. You Hanana Siniata. Hallelujah. Hinana Ho. Hanana Hayanana Si. Hayanana Si. You know it. Hanana Ha. Hallelujah. Kono Shande. Ayanana siniata, e konono shande, e konono siniata. Hallelujah, hallelujah, konono shande siniata. Hallelujah, ikanana ha, ikonono siniata. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, znana nana si. Anaha yanana ha, e konono shande, anana si. Hallelujah, anana ha. Praise you, hallelujah. Worthy, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, greatly to behold. Hallelujah, I korono shande, siniata. Hayanana, siniata, shande. Hayanana, hai korono, siniata. Bless your holy name, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory, hayanana, hai korono, siniata. Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Ikorono shande. Eh, korono siniata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hayanana siniata. Glory, korono shande siniata. Hayanana si siniata shande. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your holy name, Hayanana ha. E korono siniata. E korono siniata shande. E korono siniata ha. Glory, oh glory, 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 glory. Glory to your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, God, you're worthy, worthy, worthy. Worthy of all the praise. Worthy of all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hayananaha. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Lord. Bless your name. It's none like unto you. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, O God. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. We give you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory. Hallelujah. We magnify your holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Glory. Glory, oh glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your holy name, hallelujah. We worship you, oh God, hallelujah. You're worthy to be praised. Bless your holy name, hallelujah. Glory Corono Shandei Siniata. Hayanana Hai Kono Siniata. Glory Corono Shandei Siniata. Hayanana Siniata. Hanana Si Corono Shandei. Hayanana Hai Corono Hai Kono Siniata. Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, O God. We bless your holy name, Hayanana Si. We thank you, O God, hallelujah, for your goodness, for your mercy, hallelujah, for your peace, for your loving kindness, Hayanana Si. Korono Shande Siniata. Korono Siniata. Korono Siniata Shande Siniata. Glory, Korono Shande. Hayanana Si Siniata. Glory, Corono Shande, Siniata. Hayanana Si, Siniata Shande. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We praise you, O God. Hananaha, Corono Si. Siniata Shande, Hananaha. Corono, Hai Corono Si. Hayanana Si. Hayanana Si, Corono Shande. Siniata. Hayanana Si. Hayanana Ha. Glory, Hanana Si, Siniata, Hanana Ha, Corona Akanana Ha, Corona Siniata, Hayanana Si, Siniata, but Corona Shande, Hayanana Ha, Corona Siniata. Hallelujah, Hayanana Ha, Corona Siniata, Corona Siniata Shande, Hayanana Si, Siniata. Glory, bless your holy name, Hayanana Si, Corona Siniata. Hallelujah, Corono Shande. Hanana Hai Corono Shande. Hanana Si Siniata. You Hanana Si. Hanana Hai Corono Shande. Eh, Siniata. Hayanana Hai Corono Shande, Siniata. Glory, Corono Shande, Siniata. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy. Worthy of all the praise. Worthy of all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We lift you up today. Hallelujah. Glorify your name. We magnify you, oh God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hayanana si. Hayanana ha. Hey, konono shande. Hayanana siriata. Glory, hai konono shande. Hey, konono siriata. Ayanana hai konono si siniata shande. Hey, anana hai konono si siniata. Hey, glory, hayanana si siniata. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wonderful Savior. E korono shande siniata. Glory, e korono shande siniata. Glory, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your holy name. Oh, korono shande siniata. Glory, e korono shande. E korono siniata. Ananasi siniata shande. E siniata. Glory, korono shande siniata. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, si siniata shande. Hey, korono shande. Hey, siniata. Glory, 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 glory. Bless your holy name. None like unto you, O God. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. We praise you today. Hallelujah. We magnify you, O God. We glorify you. We lift you up, O God. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. None like unto you. E korono shande. E korono siriata. E korono siriata. Glory, korono shande. E korono siriata. Hayanana si. Si siriata shande. Hayanana si siriata. Glory, korono shande siriata. Glory, Koronoha, E Korono Sisiniata. Glory, Korono Shande, Hadana Sisiniata. E bless your holy name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Hayana Sisiniata. Glory, 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 glory. Hayana Hai Korono Sisiniata. Siniata shande. Hey, korono si, korono siniata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Korono shande siniata. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, si, siniata. Glory, glory, glory. Hayanana si. Hey, korono siniata shande. Hayanana hai korono shande. Hey, korono siniata. Glory, korono shande, siniata, hayanaha, e korono hai korono si, hayanana si, hallelujah, hayananaha, worthy, O God, worthy to be praised, worthy, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, bless your holy name, thank you, Jesus, hayanana si, korono shande, e korono siniata, hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your holy name. Hayanana si. E korono shande siniata. Hayanana hai korono siniata.
Iyanana loko hora maya sandara loko hora maya seke. I kandoro loko hora maya sandara vesi andara loko ho. Hora maya sandara vesi kandoro loko ho. Hora maya sandara vesi andara loko hora maya seke. Ora te andara da ko ora maya sanare ianda. O kurwandi ya sanara ianda na noro to ora maya. Ike andara da ko ora maya sa. Ora maya sanoro ko ora maya sanara ko ho. Ora be andara da ko ora maya seke. Ori ya sanara ko ori ya sanara da ia. Ori ya sanoro ko ore be andara da ko ho. Oria sandara hi andara da koho. Oria sandara koho rambia sandara hi. Iki andara da koho rambia sandara koho. ora maya sana ra ora maya se ora maya sana ra tan ora maya se ke ike ando ro to tan maya sana ro ora maya sa ora maya sana ra da ya sono ma ho de ya sa ora maya sana ra da ya sono do ko ora maya ke ando ro na ya sono do ko ora maya sa ikando ro to ko ora maya sana ra ko ora maya sa ora maya nana do ko ora maya sa ora maya sana ro ko ora maya sa ora maya sana ra yuki anda ra na ya sana ro ko ora maya se ke yuki anda ra na ya to ora maya sana ra ya to ora maya sana ra ko ora maya se ke yuki anda ra na ya sana ro ko ora maya ta no ora ya sana ra ko ora maya se ke e anda na ora maya sa ora ya sana ra ka ha ya to no ye ke anda ra no ora maya se ke Ike anda ranaya suko hora maya se ya nana maya sa ora maya sana ro ko hora maya se ike anda nana maya ike anda nana maya sana ro ko hora maya se ke ora maya sa ya sana ko ho ora maya sana ro ko hora maya se ke anda ra ya sana ro ko hora maya ike anda nana ro ko hora maya sana ra ka ta ora maya ta kandara ra ya sanara ka I kandara no ko ho ya sanara ka ha ya ora maya ta nara ta ya sanara ha ora ya ta 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 I ko no ko ho ra maya se ke I kandoro ko ho ora maya sanara na ya sanara ko ho ra maya se ke o ko ra maya so ko ho ra maya sanara ta nara ko ho o ko ra maya si ki I kandara ba ya sanara ka ha ya so ho so ora maya se ke I kanda na 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 I kanda na 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 ko ora maya se ke I kanda na na ya sono no yo so ko ora maya se ke I kanda na na ya sana na na ya sana no no ora maya sa ora maya sana re I ki anda na no ora maya se ke I ki anda na na o to ko ora maya se ke ora maya se ke I kanda na na I anda na na ma ho na maya I kanda ro ko ora ora maya se ya no ora maya sana na maya se ke handa na no 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 mo ora maya sana na na ra ora maya e ke na ora maya sana na na ra ka ha yo toro maya so ora maya si ki handa na ya sana ra ka ha yo o mi ya ta na ra ko ora maya se ke si ki handa na ra mo ora maya se ke I handa ra na ya se ke hi ka na na ma ha yo O glory, he kanda ro ko ora maya, he kanda ro ko ora maya sana na 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 ya se ke, he ke kanda ra na ya sana na na maya se, he ke kanda ra na ya sana na na ya so ora maya se ke iya na na, ora maya se ke iya na 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 ko ora maya sana ro ko ora maya ta, ora maya na ra na ro ko ora maya sana na ya se ke. Ora maya sanara ya sanara ya sanara ko ora maya seke. I kandara ra ya sanara ko ora maya seke. I kandara ra ya sanara ko ora maya sanara ko. Ora maya sanara ko ora maya seke. I kandara ko. I ke andara ko ori ya sa. Ori ya sanara ha ra ya ta. Adasho. I andara ko I kandara mo ho ya seke. I kana no ko hono ma no ko seke. O ya no, o ya na no ho yes na no ko hora. I kana no ka haya se ya no ro ko hora ba ya seke. I no ki lo di a sa haya na ra ka haya. Hora ma ya sa no ro ko hora ma ya se. I ya no ro no mo ya se ya na 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 ya sa na no ko hora ma ya seke. I ya no ro no ko hora ma ya seke. Ora maya sana na na ya sana no ko ora maya seke. Ora maya seke hana ra ka hai. Ora maya seke. I kando no ko ora ya no. I ando no ko ora maya. I kando no ko ora dia no na maya sana. I kando no ko ora maya se no. I ando no ko ora maya seke. I ando na na ya sana no ko ora maya seke. I andara ko for ya na ya si ya
the anointing so wonderful. Amen. Some of you might have went out in the spirit. It's okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The anointing just wonderful. His very presence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. As we go on to the interpretation, hallelujah, first we're going to read our scriptures that we stand on as we pray in tongues. Glory to God. Romans 8, verses 26 and 27. Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. But the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Hallelujah. We just thank God that his will was done today on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. He put his words in our mouth. Thank you for that, Lord God. We give you praise. We give you glory. Hallelujah. Habakkuk 2 and 1, as we go into our interpretation, it says, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just know that the Lord is revealing secrets. Deuteronomy 29 and 29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may observe all the words of the law. Hallelujah. This is this precious time that we stop in the middle of the day, not to take a siesta, hallelujah, but to get in the presence of God, to hear from him, to have him to speak through us, hallelujah, to say what he wants to say into the atmosphere and bring those things from heaven into earth by his Spirit, hallelujah. And so because we've taken out this time to do that with him and let him flow through us, he's revealing some secrets. Thank you, Father, for revealing those secret things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So we're going to have those with interpretation. We will start with the ones who spoke in tongues today. And so we'll be starting with Pastor Catherine, who prayed first, and then Minister Rachel and family, and we will go on to Minister Faye, and then Minister Elaine. If anyone has any interpretation beyond that, then go ahead and you can press your number one key, and after they finish giving their interpretations, we will open up the line for anyone else who has interpretation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. And I always like to read 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 9. For we know in part and we prophesy. Hallelujah. So some of us have been in the ministry a short amount of time. Some of us have been in a long amount of time. But what God is saying is that he will speak through any of us. All of us can have a part in this. So allow the Lord to speak through you. There's a puzzle that I look at it as a puzzle that he's putting together, and all of the pieces are needed. Amen. Okay, so we're going to start with Pastor Catherine. Your line is open, Pastor Catherine, for an interpretation.
Okay. Well, good afternoon, everyone, and happy August.
Yes, happy August. Thank you.
Yeah.
Amen.
I won't read it all, but I have Psalm 91. I think everybody's familiar with that. Then I began to, the young man that have called in several times, I think he was in a little trouble. I think they put him on probation or something. I can't remember his name. But I don't know, he just came up and the Lord just said, pray in the spirit for him.
Okay. Are you talking about Marquell?
Yes, that's him, Marquell.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, praise God.
Isaiah 26:3, you keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord God is an everlasting rock. And then there was a song that came up, and I just read a few of the lyrics. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. I've had my share of life ups and downs. God has been good to me, and the downs have been few. I would guess you can say God has blessed me, but there has never been a time in my life he didn't bring me through. If anyone should write my life story, for whatever reason there might be, you'll be there between each line of pain and glory. Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me.
Hallelujah.
I remember him fighting. Then Psalms 59:9. You are my strength. I watch for you. God are my fortress, my God, on whom I can rely. I will sing of your strength in the morning, and I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in time of trouble. And that's kind of like almost the same thing as Psalms 91, but that's what I heard. Minister Rachel, I heard Psalms 60:1. Arise, shine, for thy light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. I heard, take me higher. And I think one of the children or the children was praying, continue to do what I say. Then I heard, nations are mine. And then I heard, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war shall rise against me, in this I will be confident. For Minister Faye, I heard, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, declared the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes forth out of my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. And then I heard Psalms 17:8. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadows of your wings. For Minister Elaine, I heard, the Lord makes firm the steps of the one who delights in him. Though he may stumble, he will not fall. For the Lord upholds him with his hand. I was young and now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken or the children begging for bread. They are always generous and lend freely. Their children will be blessed. And then I heard, the Lord is my shepherd, and I wrote this into a version. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still water. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And then the other one, is he making me lie down in green pastures? He leads me beside still water, quiet water. He refreshed my soul. He guides me along the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And that's it for me today. God bless you all.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Thank you. Good word. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, Minister Rachel and family, I think your line should still be open.
Hi.
Is this Gabrielle?
Gabrielle and me. It was this train. Oh. They were on the train too. But they're downstairs, so me and Jim is up here.
Okay.
That was confirmation with Pastor Catherine that said in Isaiah 55. God said Isaiah 55. He also said Isaiah 54, 17. Well, 13, 14, 15, and 17. And with Jeremiah 33 and verse 3, well, Father God, we listen to what I say, listen to all I say. Keep trusting. I'm going to let Gabrielle go.
When I was praying, I heard, "But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And also, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength."
Glory, hallelujah. That's good. That's good, Gabrielle. Thank you. Thank you for sharing.
And I heard a song, "He's an on time God." Yes, he is. On time, God, yes, he is. Job said he may not be, but he'll be there when you know how. I tell you, the on time, God, yes, he is. On time, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We love you all. Oh, and all this month we're celebrating Pastor Long's birthday, 91st
yes.
birthday. Hallelujah.
Birthday. That's what I'm saying. That's her Psalm 91 birthday. Glory to God.
Amen.
All right. Thank you. Thank you all. Hallelujah. That's beautiful. Okay. Let's go to Minister Faye. Your line is open.
Thank you. Minister Rachel, when they were and family, when they were speaking, it says, "Nations are mine. They must do what I say. I am the Messiah." That's what I heard.
Oh, nations are mine. They must do what
mm-hmm.
I say. All right. I am Messiah. Amen. Thank you. Well, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
That's it.
Oh.
That was
okay.
it. I'm sorry, short. That was it.
Oh, all is well. Amen. You feeling okay today?
Not too good. I went outside. I went to the store, and that sun is pretty hot out there. And looked like it tried to get to me, but when I got back home, I took a little something, and I sat down here and I just prayed, and at the end of it, I felt something like something just broke off of me,
mm-hmm.
and I feel
you.
Much better.
Hallelujah.
I praise the Lord.
Amen. I don't often ask that, but the Lord said, ask her how she's doing today.
I felt good. I got up and I got out. But that sun out there is really hot.
Okay. Well, good. You're out of it now. So we give
mm-hmm.
God praise. And that thing broke, whatever
mm-hmm.
it was. Amen. Thank you so much. And we thank God for you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Minister Elaine.
Good afternoon, everybody. God bless you all.
Oh,
amen.
Praise God.
Well, Pastor Catherine, I heard, I know your concerns. I know your concerns. Honor me, and I will lift you up. Honor me. Hold on to me until change comes. I am in the making. Trust me. remember, I know. Trust me and see. Minister Rachel, I heard I am higher. Nations are mine. I am the Messiah. Hear what I say. You will see the nations are mine. Fret not your heart. I am your Messiah. And when, I think it was Gabrielle, I heard, have your way, mercy. Who was after that?
Minister Fay?
Minister Fay, yes. Yours is the glory, high and lifted up. That's what I heard. For me, I heard, I love you. I bring healing to your soul. I know, trust me. I touch the heart of those who stop me, so I can't even my homework, my handwriting. I touch the heart of those who. Then he went on to say, "I rule them unto me. I am the Son of God. I am the Son of God." A son of the living God. Rest in me. Know that I am able. Rest in me. I sent a wind of change. My hand is upon them. I don't know. That was it. Hallelujah.
Well, glory to God. I know you heard right. Amen. I got some confirmations out of what you said today. Amen. And this is the longest interpretation I've ever heard you do. So we give God all the praise. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Elaine. Hallelujah. Okay, so I said anyone else after those who prayed in tongues? If there was anyone else who had any interpretation, we're opening up the lines now. Hold on a second. Gabrielle said she just remembered what she was going to say. This was from God. I will not let you fall in disparity. I will keep you safe. I will always love and protect you. I am God. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that word. We give you praise, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jim. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay, I see three people who pressed their number one key. We're going to start with, hallelujah. Minister Micheline, good to see you today. And then Minister Carey, and then Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Amen. Minister Micheline, welcome. Good to see you.
Hi. God bless you all. Good to hear you all. I heard you, but I had another call last week, so I couldn't. But I just have a little chorus of a song, and I know that it's for every speaker today of the tones. And it just was wearing on me, and I said, it's old, but what everyone said, I think it ties it in. So I'm just going to do a little bit of it.
Turn
your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the cares of this world will grow strangely dim as you look in his wonder and grace. So turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the world will grow strangely dim as you look on his wonder and grace. God bless you all. Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. That is a word. Hallelujah. I receive that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Minister McElane.
God bless you.
Okay, thank you. We bless you. God used you to bless us. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Minister Carey. Hallelujah. Welcome, Minister Carey.
Good evening, everyone. This is what I heard. Nation is mine, Messiah, and what I say. I thought I heard the word Jamaica, the state. I mean, what if it's
that was the word for me. That was my word. Jamaica.
Okay.
That was my word. I received that. Jamaica. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, then I heard you are higher, you know, and my way. I heard that. Then the last I heard, he can, Messiah, he can't be denied, and your son, I heard the word soul, and the Lord uphold him. I did hear that. And that was it.
Amen. Amen. Now, someone else, I think that was Minister Elaine that heard, you know, or I know. So there's some confirmations in there. I heard can't be denied. I heard that during that time too. So praise God for the confirmation. And like I said, I know that Jamaica, that's mine. Anybody else can receive that. But I believe I'll be going to my island home. That's what I call it. Amen. To visit sometime. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen. So thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Pastor Price. Hallelujah. Get ready to open up your line here. Welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, God bless you, Apostle, and all of the precious saints in your respective places today. When Pastor Catherine was praying, I heard, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge me, the Lord your God, and I will direct your paths. Be encouraged this day that I'm the greater one who is in you than anything or anyone in the world. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. For Minister Rachel and family, I heard nations of mine. I see, I know, I love you, and I care dearly for you, child. I do all that I say. Hear all that I say. I am the Lord your God, and I do all that I say. Nations of mine, yes, I am your father. Then I heard, yes, you say, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed and holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Then with Minister Fay, I heard higher one, greater one who is in you. Yes, I am the greater one who is in you. Continue to speak my faith. Call upon my name, knowing that I love you with an everlasting love. Yes, you are mine, higher than you can see, higher than the heights, and is my great love for you. Yes, continue to delight yourself in me and worship me in the beauty of my holiness. As you delight yourself in me, I do give you the desires of your heart. With Ministry Lane, I heard, I do all that I say. I keep my promises to you. You can depend on me, the Lord your God. Yes, I'm faithful. I'm moving in your hearts, behind the scenes, in your homes, and in your country. You can count on me. Yes, you will cry out and say to others, look to Jesus. Let him fix it for you, because he really knows what to do. When you pray, remember to let him have, remember to let me, the Lord your God, have my way. Let Jesus fix it for you. Continue to point men, women, boys, and girls to me. I am demonstrating and manifesting my power in and through your lives. Yes, go forth. I'm healing the sick, raising the dead, providing for you. Yes, I'm moving through you. You are my disciples. Going forth through this land, deliverance is your song, and I put healing in your hands. Tell them about me. Tell them they can make it with my help. Pray continually that I will be revealed to their hearts and minds. Nothing is too hard for me, the Lord your God. That's what I heard. And God bless each one of you. Going back on mute.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. For that word that just, that was something. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, I felt like he was just sitting us down and having like a fireside chat and telling us some things. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God. And thank you, Pastor Price, for delivering that message from him. Praise God. Amen. I don't see any other number one keys pressed. I'll check my text. Okay. Amen. I just got a text that one of the saints in New Jersey just passed away. And we just lift up her family right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Okay, area code 630. We're opening up your line. Tell us who you are. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. Hi, my name's Lisa, and I was listening for quite a while to your praying and et cetera. And I kind of just had a question, you know, about something with God. I don't know. I didn't know if someone could maybe answer it for me.
Okay, Lisa.
I don't know.
All the answers are in the Bible, but go ahead.
Yeah, I wonder what the answer is to this. I guess it's just that I think I know it, but I'm not sure. And I've just been going through a really, really hard time, and I don't know why this path has been brought in front of me. But, you know, just, I don't know, it's just kind of really upsetting. And, you know, I almost kind of feel like, well, you know, God kind of puts things in your path. You know, there's a reason for everything, and that things happen, and, you know, there's a grand plan in his time, but I don't know why this thing all happened to me. I mean, I don't know. Just it's just crazy now. I had a,
so what,
you know, roof
what was
leak.
The question?
Well, I had these roof leaks like 3 years ago and 2 years ago, two different ones, and now I've gotten another one. And, you know, they really need the roof, like in terms of like they need a new roof, but they won't do it. because it's only happening where it's coming down in my unit, where it's like how it's sloped, it's hitting my unit more. So I'm the one that was getting it. And then there was an additional leak I spotted and then let the property management know today. But I just feel like, you know, they're not really that urgent on it, you know, like I just, you know, like, well, you know, things will be fixed, you know, but, you know, the water's not coming down on me. So I just don't feel like, I know there's other things, other people that have it worse, that we have big rains here in, you know, this part of the country, and they're fixing a lot of things. But I just don't know. I mean, I feel like, I mean, why would it have to come to that point? I just don't feel like they're going to, like, do something for a little while or answer my email even, you know. So I don't know. I'm just very upset by it because now this additional thing, I think they're just going to put on hold or something. And when they get to it, they'll get to it, whether it be a few weeks or something. But in the meantime, of course, I'll let them know if this gets worse with the next rains. But I don't know. I just don't know why God's putting me through this. Yeah, I mean,
why is God putting you through that where your roof is leaking and the building administration is not?
Yeah, I mean, this is a condo. I own it. And I own this condo, but, you know, it's not like they did fix it before, the two times before. Now this is the third, and then the additional area. So the third time this year, you know, like once 2 years ago, then last year, now this year, this is the third time I've had to, you know, contact them for additional thing happening this year. This just started, you know, 2 weeks ago. So where I discovered the first two stains, and now it's a blister on the ceiling, which is a leak, you know, near the corner. And I just, you know, I feel like I know they'll do something, but, you know, I don't want it to get to the point where I have a lot more damage. They don't seem to be too worried about it. I mean, she's like, well, you know, it's covered and, you know, you shouldn't worry about it a while ago. You know, she's like, you're getting too nervous over this.
Okay. So we have a lot of people on the line with us that can pray, because that's what it sounds to me like it's needed right now. The Bible says this, one will put 1,000 to flight, two will put 10,000 to flight. And if you go on with that math, three will put 100,000 and four will put 1,000,000 to flight. But we have more than four people here today. Amen. And so we want to pray for you. And we believe that with that prayer, that things will change. That God will touch the hearts of the people. I mean, you're paying condo association fees. That's included
right.
in it. You know,
well,
so
yeah,
therefore,
I mean, they're responsible. They always fix, you know, anything having to do with the roof. You know, they're responsible.
Right.
That's outside my unit. But
yeah, the things,
you know,
the common areas.
To be. But the problem is, it can get worse over time, and they just don't seem to be like, unless like, I mean, I hope it doesn't get to the point where, you know, it's just so much that the ceiling is almost coming in. I mean, God forbid, but. You know, then you know they'd act on it immediately. But I just don't know why they would, you know, even let something like this go a little bit.
Yeah, well, Lisa, we're going to pray for you. I'm asking some of our prayer warriors on the line if the Lord leads you to pray for them. Like maybe you've been through something like this and you want to lift her up in prayer. In the meantime, just before we get started with that, Lisa, how did you find us?
Oh, just online. I just went online to the Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, great, great. Amen. All the lines are open. Is anyone led to pray for Lisa right now?
Before you pray, could you answer my question about, like, why God kind of, like, I guess I do believe that he only, you know, he gives you, like, you know, that like there's a reason for everything and everything's kind of laid out and it's not like I have control of this. You know, I mean, yeah, I mean, I have to act on it, but that everything happens for a reason. I don't know. I kind of believe that, but I'm wondering if that's in line with what God is saying in the Bible.
Well, here's a couple of different ways to look at this. God gives everybody free will. You know, he's good like that. You have a choice to do what you do, and they have a choice to do what they do. And there's a scripture, Romans 8:28 says that God works all things together for good to those who love him and who are called according to his purpose and his plan. Now, just recently, someone just maliciously came by and broke out the back window of my van.
Oh, my God.
Now, I could go through a whole bunch of stuff, but what I went through is to choose to look for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I know he loves me. I know he loves you, Lisa, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You know, so he does love us. That's not in question here. The thing that happened is somebody made a choice to bust out my window for no reason. Okay, those people there have made a choice not to fix things, even though you've paid them money with your condo association fee. So this is not God saying she did something wrong, her roof is going to leak, and I'm going to make sure she gets wet. That's not God, okay? So there are things that are going on. The good part, too, is that we can pray together, and God will touch the hearts of people to turn their hearts around to do right by you. Amen. And so I don't know if that answered your question, but the main thing is that God is good all the time. He's good all the time.
But they've always fixed things. Do you think I should believe that they wouldn't? They have to. I mean, you can't.
Right. So, I mean, when they fix the things, then what do you say about God? Was he in the mix when they were fixing things? You know, it's like, oh, they fix things. Why would God let them do that? Why would God let them do that? You get it?
Well, no, I mean, it's not on my time schedule, but it's not on my time schedule. That's the thing. You know, like I think it might get worse, and I just don't know why they would let that wait. You know what I mean?
Well, we believe in prayer, Lisa, here. And I think it's Pastor Catherine that's going to pray for you, and we're going to believe God for it. Okay, we've seen miraculous things happen.
I'll just meet with the association if I don't hear back in a few
through
days.
Prayer.
I mean, you know, that's all that I'm going to have to do then. You don't even.
Let me ask you this: can we pray for you? Because we believe things change. We've seen things change. With prayer. Amen. All right, Pastor Catherine. Are you still here, Pastor Catherine? I think that was you who was about to pray.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, was that you who was about to pray for Lisa?
For
Lisa? Yeah.
Oh, that might not have been you who was about. Was there someone that was about to pray for Lisa about what's going on in her condo with the roof leaking?
Well, I was not going to pray, but I was just going to acknowledge that. And I know Sister Lisa was listening, that throughout all the praying in tongues, the common thing that we heard was God is higher than the nations. And if he's higher than the nations, he's certainly higher than the condo board, and that he loves us. And also we heard about him encouraging us to trust him and that he is the Messiah.
Yeah, trust.
So
I like that. That resonates with me, Miss Catherine, Reverend Catherine, the trust portion.
Amen.
I think that's Ministry
Amen.
Lane. Is that you, Ministry Lane?
Yes, that's me. So I just wanted to encourage you in what you heard, to trust the Lord and know that he is higher than whatever is facing you, and just upon him,
faithful. He cares for us. So he also mentioned, he says, I hear you. I see. He says high. He sees low. So he knows what's going on. So I hope that encourages you, Lisa.
Yeah. Like I think that does, because I do believe that, you know, trust in the timing, that, you know, it works out, and that hopefully it'll be sooner. But God, you have to put your trust in God too with that, because it's going to work out in its own time, but hopefully it's going to be sooner than, you know, like a little later, you know, where there's more damage.
Praise God. May I say a word real quickly to her, Apostle?
Absolutely,
yes.
Pastor.
Yes.
Pastor Price.
Yes. I just wanted to say to you that, is it Lisa? Lisa's your name?
Yes.
Lisa, when I was listening to you, all of a sudden the Lord downloaded something before me. I don't know if you like water and oceanfront property, and you know, you often see places that are built on the ocean, you know. And one of the things in Matthew 7, take a little time and read Matthew 7, because as you get in Matthew 7, we find out as Christians, God never promised us that we would be exempt from the storm. He never promised that once we come into him that there will not be any kind of tests or trials that come our way, because he said many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. He also told us in John 10:10, but the thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and life more abundantly. There's a scripture over in Isaiah that talks about, he didn't say if you go through the fire, the water, the flood. He said, when you do, he said, I'll be with you. Well, in Matthew 7, we had that there was one man who was a wise man. He built his house on a rock, and the rock, the word of God says Jesus is the rock. He built his house on that rock. And when the storms and the winds came, it didn't make him exempt from the storm because he had built his house on the rock. But when the storm was gone and the storm, his house was still standing. But the one who built his house on the sand and literally did not have any kind of real relationship with God, real relationship with God through his word, in prayer, when that storm came, and it came, it wiped his house out. Well, what's going to happen right now for you, Lisa, is to determine, because it's almost like if you have children and somebody comes and accuses you and say, you know, why you let this happen to me? Why are you doing this? And you say, but I love you. I love you. I'm here for you. That's what we tell our children. We're here for them. And we love our children and our family. And God says, I love you. He said, Lisa, I prove my love for you. Jesus said, I proved my love for you. I'm your very BFF. I'm your best friend. I suffered and bled and died for you on Calvary's cross. And he said, greater love have no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friend. And he said, that's why when you look in John 3:16, it said, for God so loved the world that he gave the very best that he had to give, which is his precious darling son, Jesus Christ. So for you, Lisa, he says, I've proven my love for you. He said, but I never told you. He said, I never told you this world would be a bed of roses. I never told you that situations would not come up. But I did tell you, when the storms come, when the roof starts leaking, when situations happen in our lives, I thought about when my precious husband went to be with the Lord. And when my husband went to be with the Lord, I could have been one. I saw people who dealt with death. And I saw them deal with the passing of a loved one. I saw some who did very well. I saw ones that spiraled and plummeted into all kinds of things. But when you're built in God and he's in you, even in the midst of a death, when you got to go to the hospital and come home and lay in the same bed that you laid in the bed with your husband for over 40-some years, and then now he's no longer there. But in the midst of it, and when you get up daily, and you look and you, even though it may be a year may go by, 2 years, or however many years it may go by, but you know that God is right there, ability of our time. And so what he's saying to you today, Lisa, is he said, Lisa, I heard him give me that song when I was when ones were praying in tongues. And the song said, let Jesus fix it for you. There's a song that says, let Jesus fix it for you. For he knows just what to do. Whenever you pray, let him have his way. that Jesus fixed it for you. So the Lord is letting you know by his spirit. Lisa, trust me. I'm working it out. I see. In the word of God, if you get a chance, go back and look at God. He said, I see everything you're going through. He said, I need you to look to me and trust me. He said, I remember again, I prove my love now. He said, I've proven my love for you. He said, but are you spending that time? So when you get to the place where there's oh, Lord, are you going to really do this or can you do this? And it may be hard. I'm not going to tell you it's not easy having water dripping from it because we had that in our house. We had it in our house where the girls could not even go in our bathroom.
Well, no, the water never is not dripping down. It's stains and the a bubble forms. Like, so, but it's not dripping
bubbles.
Down or anything.
Now, you know, now that's something to be grateful for, isn't it? Because I've seen when waters come down. We had where the flood.
Well, that they would have someone immediately. Yeah, no, it's not like it's dripping down, but. It is going to spread, and, you know, and it's just, you know, I just want this taken care of sooner than later. But I do know that there's other people that have had it worse, that they're trying to kind of get to them first maybe, you know, because they had, you know, where the water is going down in their place.
Then the problem is not so much with God, but the problem is with your association. And then when we come and we accuse God or we say, Lord, where are you in the midst of this? God said, I'm right there. He said, all I just need you to do is praise me. The last thing I'm going to say, and then I'm going to get off and give it back over, is in Deuteronomy 28 and verse 47. The Lord said, because you did not serve me with the gladness of heart and gratefulness during the good times, that there were going to be other things that would happen. During our time, no matter what goes in our lives, no matter how hard it seems, God wants us to have a grateful heart. And say, Lord, I know you're able to do this. You're also willing. So as you get into an attitude of gratitude, it's hard now, but it's a choice we make. And say, Lord, fix it. Lord, work this out. Let them move quickly for me. Let them move quickly. Let them come in and do the right thing. And I guarantee you that God, you can guarantee, I guarantee you God will move on each one of our behalf. So I just wanted to thank God. Father God, I lift up Lisa to you today. Okay. And Father God, I just pray even this day in Jesus' name that you would continue, Lord God, to work on Lisa's behalf. I pray that you would touch her association, that you would move very quickly on her behalf, Father God. That you would turn their hearts and minds. She don't want to see the bubbling and the stains on the ceiling, Lord God. Lord, even now, give her a heart to release out love and forgiveness, because if there's any bitterness or any kind of anger or rage in the midst of this thing, whether it be quiet rage or not, Father God, that can stop our faith from going forth, because faith, our faith in you works by love. And so this day, Lord God, we release our love and forgiveness towards the association and even towards the slowness of things taking place. And then we come before you and ask you, Lord God, that you yourself will move quickly this day, this hour, on Lisa's behalf, that you would touch their hearts and that they may come and do a good job. When you come to fix it, then a good job would be done. Father God, I lift up Lisa to you. I bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist everything that would try to hinder her from her walk with you, every work of the devil and all of his cohorts, anything that would try to hinder her, I rebuke it from off of her, Father God. In the name of Jesus, as I'm praying for you, I bind, this is not a personal thing, but I bind every spirit, every wicked spirit in high places that will try to come against you. I rebuke it in Jesus. I call for deliverance and full salvation in every area of your life and of your loved ones' lives. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we commit and commend it to you and to the word of your grace. I hear the Lord say this day, be free this day in the very spirit of your mind. In the name of Jesus. And I turn it back over to you, Apostle. I go back on you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. I hear a peace. I hear a peace in you after this. So come back and let us know.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to pray. I'm going to have to pray on it and just ask for it to be solved sooner than later. And then, you know, if I don't hear back from her in a couple of days,
contact the association people here because, you know, I do need to know now the next step for this other leak.
I believe you will, that you will hear. Now, Lisa, before you go.
I'm sorry, you believe that I will hear? You believe that I'll hear back in a couple of days?
Yeah, I believe it.
Amen. From the property manager, just wait on it and just pray.
I believe that you're going to hear from them. Amen. Before this week is out, I believe you're going to hear from
them. So should I wait a little bit more time than that? I had asked her to get back to me today or tomorrow. So wait till like Thursday
or something. Stop for a little while, pray, and ask God what your next step is. Because you need to hear from him. And he's always talking, believe me. So used to him, and you will hear. And he'll give you a peace to know, you know, what the next step is. Okay? So, Lisa, before you go, are you born again? You believe in Jesus?
I'm not of that religion.
Okay. Well, he loves you.
Religion. You know, God. Okay. I believe in God. Yeah.
Okay. Well, the Bible says, Jesus said, you believe in God, believe in me also. Amen. And he's waiting to really be able to help you. And the only way that you can really get to God is through Jesus Christ. The one who died.
Well, I don't want to. I'm not gonna go that route because I'm not of that religion. I'm my own religion, and I believe in God, and that's what I believe in. That's for me, my God, the one God. You know, but everybody's different. But I still thought I could call you today, speaking about God. You know what I mean? So I'm glad for the help you gave me.
Okay. All right.
I'm really
glad
God bless you gave me, and I appreciate the prayers and for me to, you know, pray to God now and just let things work out and have a good heart and have gratitude too, you know, that I don't have rain coming down in my place. Well, then it would be immediate, you know. I'd be calling people in my place to do something
Lisa, at any time you can call on Jesus. And he'll explain himself to you in time as you call on his name. He's waiting to hear from you personally. Okay?
All right. Well, thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a blessed day. Amen. And as we always do here, we give those who are listening an opportunity to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Thank you all for spending that time, and I know you were praying behind the scenes for Lisa. Praise God, and probably most of you realize that she was really in need of Jesus more than anything else. She's off the line now, but continue to, you know, in your prayer time, just lift her up in prayer. And right now, we even claim her as an inheritance, Lord God, for your kingdom and for your righteousness. Hallelujah. She experienced a bit of peace because there was unrest in her. She experienced a bit of peace just being on with us and in the presence of God. So we thank you, Lord God, that you just make yourself very real to her. In the name of Jesus, and that she receives you as her Lord and Savior. So if you're on this line and you don't know if you've received Jesus or you're doing something different, and God wants you to come to him through Jesus Christ, and he's the only way that we can get. Amen. Someone said to me once, are you Christians? You just so... you just believe that there is one way. Well, there's some one-way things in this world that if you don't do it that way, you know, it won't get done. Hallelujah. Air is one of those things. Amen. People can try to breathe in carbon monoxide, but after a while, after breathing that in, they're going to die. And we've been made that we have to breathe in air. Water is another one kind of thing. Amen. We need to have water. People can drink sodas. They can drink juice. But after a while, water is going to be needed, or the body will go south. Amen. So Jesus is the way. He is the way. He said it. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And here's your opportunity to come to the Father God, through the Lord God Almighty, through the Lord God Jesus Christ. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Amen. Saved from what? Saved from death, hell, and destruction. Saved for what? For eternal life and for the Lord to love on you forever. Amen. And we'll be playing a song at the end talking about how he loves you forever. Amen. Amen. So repeat this prayer after me. You make a choice in your heart. This is a choice. When you confess with your mouth and saying a prayer and believe in your heart, you're making a choice to believe. God gives us all a choice. And we said that with Lisa earlier. We have a choice. Praise God. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Show me your ways and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved, I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. You prayed that prayer today. You are born again. You are saved. You are redeemed. Heaven is your home. Glory to God. Welcome to the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we want to pray over you. Lord, touch them right now. Hallelujah. Fill them with your precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right, power to even have peace beyond all understanding, no matter what the situation and what the circumstance is. We thank you, Lord God, right now for each and every one who has prayed that prayer. Hallelujah. On this day or even in the future. Amen. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for you in Jesus' name. And then we invite you to come learn and grow with us. Amen. The Lord has put together this God in the Mist, Get Them Radio, family of broadcast. And so we meet together at certain times. And as we meet together, we learn and grow together. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And the way you can connect with us is over the phone. And that is 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. So every Sunday, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. On this Sunday is the first Sunday of the month. And actually, we were talking about Pastor Mom's birthday. Pastor Mom's birthday is this Friday, and she's going to be Psalm 91. Hallelujah. And we're having a get-together, a luncheon on this Saturday. And if you're anywhere near town, you are invited. Hallelujah. It's going to be this Saturday. at the Golden Corral on Lindbergh in St. Louis. Hallelujah. So anyway, on Sunday, it is the first Sunday of the month, and every first Sunday we have communion. You can bring your communion elements, your bread, your cracker, your juice, your water, and we have an awesome anointed communion together. Also, the first Sunday is tag team preaching. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you can give God glory by preaching a word. You need a topic, a scripture, and you have 5 minutes to preach the word of God. Hallelujah. You can also do a scripture shower from the Bible and read different scriptures from the Bible. You can read from your devotional. Anything that gives God, Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, that gives him the glory. You have 5 minutes to do that on this Sunday and every first Sunday. Amen. Now, on Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. We call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And our teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She digs into the Word of God and teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. On Tuesdays, this is what we're doing right now. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, we have four people that volunteer to pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. We had something a little different today where Lisa called in and wanted to say something, and we prayed for her and ministered to her. But usually what we do is pray in tongues, interpretation of tongues. Hallelujah, on Tuesdays. And if you know that you're going to be available and have time, and it may be in October or September or whatever, you can let me know. We'll put you on the schedule. Praise God. Now, on Wednesdays, two Wednesdays of the month, we have a service. On the second Wednesday of the month, we have our healing service. We call it Prophetic Healing. Our co-host, Elder Philip Harkey, and his wife, Minister Linda Harkey. Oh, make sure you mark your calendar and set your cell phone alarm. The next one is Wednesday, August the 9th. Hallelujah. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And people do get saved and they get healed. Hallelujah. Saved and healed. Amen. A lot of healing does go forth. Hallelujah. So join us. Tell your friends and your family about it. Now, the fourth Wednesday of every month is the newest addition to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and that is Anointed Pandemic Babies, where we pray for the babies from ages of newborn to four. These babies made it through abortion. They made it through the pandemic, and God is pouring out his spirit on these babies. So we're praying for the babies and their parents. So join us on August the 21st, August the 23rd, Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio. And what we're doing, we're in a season of boot camp. So get ready, get ready, get ready. We're going to have boot camps. We're going to start off with the evangelism boot camp. Glory to God. Every Thursday night, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. And then the Lord has laid on my heart, we're going to be doing several boot camps between now and the end of this year, and they're all going to be awesome. Praise God. Amen. So I will be hosting it. And then on the 7th, pray about this, on the 17th of August, the Thursday, the third Thursday, we're going to open it up for people to let us know what's been going on with them out in the harvest field. If you've led somebody to Jesus and, you know, something really, anybody, anytime you lead somebody to Jesus, it's a great thing. And so we want to hear, we're going to dedicate August the 17th to hearing what's going on out in the harvest field, the white harvest field. So you can give a testimony on about somebody who got saved. Hallelujah. So let me know in advance. Text me. Let me know that you're available to do that. And all of our broadcasts are 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. Amen. So that's what we're doing today. Get 'em Radio is doing. And unless anyone wants to say anything else, we're going to go ahead and close out with a word of prayer. I'm hearing I'm moving kind of fast here. So I'm opening up everybody's line for just a few moments. You may say something. If you don't want to say anything or you the Lord's not giving you anything, go ahead and mute your line. And we're going to be closing in just a moment. So,
Apostle, you didn't give your interpretation. Apostle, you didn't give your interpretation.
Thank you, Pastor. Amen. When she pressed her number one key, everything just went a whole different way. Thank you so much. Thank
All
you,
right.
Pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to the previous interpretation. Got a couple of them. From April the 25th, the interpretation was, and that's this year, April 25th this year, miracle seeds have been sown. Miracle harvest upon harvest upon harvest. Miracles are flowing right now. Mighty miracles. Awesome miracles. Expect miracles. Know that miracles are at hand. Now miracles. Now miracles. See miracles with your own eyes. Unmistakable miracles. Rejoice and be glad. Rejoice and be glad. This is the time to rejoice. Amen. And then another previous interpretation from June the 6th, and that is soon, no more delay. I think someone had that word about delay or no delay. And then I am the maker. Hallelujah. Actually, right there it says I am the marker. Praise God. Sovereign, Father, miracle in the soul. Come by here. Miracle, come by here. It's not too late. Praise God. Amen. And then that was previous interpretation. And then for today, the interpretations I got when Pastor Catherine was speaking was dedicate everything. Unholy doors are closing. And then I heard Proverbs 2, verses 2 through 6. So that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up standing, if you seek her as silver and search for her as for hid treasures, then shall you understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Praise God. And then with Minister Rachel and family, I heard nations are mine. I am Messiah. Nations hear what I say. I am Messiah. Trust every word I say. Minister Fay, I heard 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 9. It is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Isaiah 64 and verse 4. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you, who acts for the one who waits for him. Amen. Now, when Minister Lane spoke, I heard several scriptures and a word. Samuel 14 and 19. Did Joab put you up to this? And the woman replied, my lord the king, how can I deny it? Nobody can hide anything from you. Yes, Joab sent me and told me what to say. Revelation 3 and verse 8. I know all the things you do, and I have opened a door for you that no one can close. You have little strength, yet you obeyed my word and did not deny me. Jesus is Lord over everything. Who am I to say anything different? It is so. And then I heard several scriptures. 31, let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Tell all the nations the Lord reigns. So when Minister Elaine was praying at the end, what I heard was just rejoicing and being glad at, you know, at one point. And Psalm 31 and verse 7, I will be glad and rejoice in your unfailing love, for you have seen my troubles and you care about the anguish of my soul. Psalm 32:11. So rejoice in the Lord and be glad, all you who obey him. Shout for joy for you whose hearts are pure. Psalm 96 and verse 11. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and everything in it shout his praise. Isaiah 35 and verse 1. Even the wilderness and desert will be glad in those days. The wasteland will rejoice and the blossom with spring crocuses. Hallelujah. Oh, even the wasteland will rejoice and blossom with spring crocuses. Hallelujah. In the wasteland, flowers are going to bloom. Hallelujah. And Isaiah 65 and 18, be glad, rejoice forever in my creation. And look, I will create Jerusalem as a place of happiness. Her people will be a source of joy. Amen. And that's the interpretations that I received today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Price, because I was about to close out in prayer. Amen. Okay, anyone else? Anything else? Guess that's why the Lord said, you're moving too fast. Slow down. Thank you, Lord.
Apostle, the only thing I hear is that over every person that is on this line today, each one that is on the line and those who will listen in a later time, Lord God, we decree and declare that your blood is prevailing over each one. Your name is prevailing over each one. We pray the canopy of your glory from Isaiah 4, verse 5 and 6 as a protection against every assignment, strategy, tactic, maneuver, wild method, and plan of the devil and all of his cohorts. We dispatch forth in Jesus' name, infinite numbers, a mighty warrior angels, ministering angels, to be able to minister forth the protection of God around each one, each home, each family, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you glory, Father God, and thank you that you're the greater one in us than anything and anybody in the world. And through you, we're more than a conqueror. Lord, we pray Luke 12, 2 and 3, let nothing be hid to us that's not uncovered, that none is covered, that's not made known. And give us the wisdom to know what to do, how to do it, when to do it. And we give you praise. Thank you, precious Holy Spirit, for giving us words of wisdom, knowledge, and discernment. And we give you praise, Lord God, and we worship you in Jesus' name. Turn it back over to you. I'm going back on mute.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Price. And we've noticed that, you know, that the enemy's trying to bring situations to try to distract. And we just thank God for every way that the enemy tries to come. He got to flee seven ways, repay sevenfold, and all the substance of his house. In Jesus' name, amen. So I'm in total agreement with that prayer, Pastor Price. Thank you so much. Amen. Anyone else? Lord.
Ditto. I'm in agreement too.
Amen. Ditto. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the dittos. It's a bunch of dittos. I feel y'all dittoing in the background. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, Father God, we bless your name. Thank you for all that you've done today. We thank you for each and every person who came on today to spend this time in your presence, Lord God. Hallelujah. We have some interpretations here today, and we thank you for even giving us interpretations and even Holy Ghost downloads in the spirit, even after we get off the line. We thank you for that, Lord God. And also, Lord, if there's anything that we need to get done after this, after spending time in your presence, we thank you that we'll get it done with excellence and expeditiously in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise for your wisdom, your knowledge, your good understanding, your direction in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And we're going to close with my new favorite song. Y'all going to hear it for a while because I really like this song. It's called Forever. It's sung by Jason Nelson. We do not own the rights to it. We're just going to play a part of it today. And the song is from the perspective of God talking to us. And he says, forever, he said, I'm committed to you. And forever, I will love you. Hallelujah. Forever is a long time. And that's how long I'll love you. Nobody else can say that to anybody else but God saying it to us. Amen. So as you hear this, know that this is the Lord talking to you. Have a blessed day, everybody. Love you all so much. I felt your prayers in the background. Continue to pray for us, you know, keep us up in prayer. And love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day.
Tell somebody, say, forever's a long time. Say, but God loves you that long. Make me